selling with authenticity.
It's building that relationship.
Think about the value.
Because you want to make that impact.
It can make you happier.
Elevate others around
you. Welcome
us.
To the Selling from the Heart podcast, your home for authentic, effective, and socially integrated sales strategies to help you master the art of selling. Join your co-hosts Larry Levine and Daryl Amy, along with some of the world's best sales thought leaders and practitioners, as we explore ways to help you grow your sales.
Hello and welcome back to the Selling from the Heart podcast. Your co-host, Daryl Amy, here today with none other than Larry Levine over there. What's going on, Larry?
Oh, you know what, Daryl? There's so much great things happening in the Selling from the Heart community.
So many great things. And we're looking forward to seeing so many of you next week at Outbound. It's going to be, I can't wait to hang out with fellow Selling from the Heart friends, community members, champions. It's going to be fantastic. Larry, it is going to be pure dynamite. And I'm looking forward to seeing you as well. It is so exciting, all of the things that are going on right now.
I'm excited to see you. It's been a long time since we've seen each other.
No doubt. And hey, for everyone that's going to be there, we're looking forward to it, and come there virtually or in person. It's going to be a rock star of sales and sales motivation. By the way, if you haven't got your ticket yet, go to outboundconference.com. You could probably snag a virtual ticket. Use the code HEART100, get $100 off. Hey, welcome back to the Selling from the Heart podcast. And if you're new, we're glad you're here. You've joined a growing community of sales professionals that are dedicated to being genuine, being authentic, adding real value. We call it Selling from the Heart. And Larry, this is a season right now where I'm convinced more than ever that authenticity is critical in sales. And this is a time where we have got to dig deep, get to know who we are, and bring our authentic self with authentic value to the marketplace.
You're absolutely correct. And it's all around the two words that are near and dear to everybody in the Selling from the Heart community. It's how you connect these days, mm-hmm. and it's how you relate. And people are going to sniff out Daryl real quick in empty suit. Let me tell you that.
Well, that's right. And that's going to be, we've been talking about empty suits, getting ready for your session, keynote session at Selling from the Heart, which is going to be, or at Outbound, which is going to be so cool. But, you know, when it comes to connecting, one of the best ways to do this is that we've discovered, especially during the last year where we had to live in a virtual world, in many cases, we discovered the power of video to connect. And so as we begin today, I'd like to just offer a word of encouragement from our friends, our partners, and sponsors over at BombBomb.
To sell from the heart is to rehumanize your business. Hi, my name is Ethan Butte, and along with my good friend Steve Passanelli, I co-authored Rehumanize Your Business. And with Larry and Daryl were kind enough to host me on the Selling from the Heart podcast to talk about Rehumanize, we were instantly connected. And it's because we have something very important in common, and I probably have it in common with you too, and that is a strong, strong preference for authenticity, honesty, and sincerity throughout the sales process. Not just hitting the number, but hitting the number in the right way, in a way that we can be proud of, and in a way that makes our customers want to come back again, and come back for more, and come back with a friend or a referral or a recommendation as well, right? We want to sell from the heart. And something that can help you do that, something that can help you connect and communicate with people in a way that allows them to feel your sincerity, is BombBomb. BombBomb allows you to reach out with videos instead of faceless digital communication. Simple webcam and smartphone videos in emails, in LinkedIn messages, in Slack messages, in text messages from Salesforce, from BombBomb, from Gmail, from our mobile app. So many different ways to do it. And it's all available to you 2 weeks, no credit card information required, absolutely free at bombbomb.com/heart. That's bombbomb.com/heart. I know you'll enjoy it. And more importantly, I know that the people you reach out to will enjoy it as well. Try it free today.
Oh, Daryl.
Awesome. Give it a try if you haven't already. bombbomb.com/heart. 14 days to every day. Send a video out. Say thank you and encourage your friends, your clients, and use it. You're going to be amazed at the power of video. You know, one of the things that's great about video is it's a great platform to be able to encourage people. And our guest today is all about some encouragement. So Larry, why don't you introduce our friend Brian and let's dive in.
Hey, that was a great tee up, by the way, Daryl. Pretty smart guy.
We're trained professionals around here, Larry.
Oh, yeah. Brian Sexton, what's happening? You know what? Get to know Brian has been a joy, an absolute joy. He's been a kindred spirit of the Selling from the Heart community for a long time. You know, those two words, connect and relate, are so near and dear to me. I use them over and over and over again. The way that we've connected and the way Brian and I relate to each other has just been a blessing. And it's an honor to have you on the Selling from the Heart podcast. Welcome, Brian.
Larry, Daryl, man, this is big time. I said the
bomb bomb. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I said the bomb bomb, and I started to duck and cover under the desk. So I didn't know whether bombs were going to be. I didn't know when Ethan was talking whether or not bombs were going to just be dropping over West Virginia or not. I was just going to have to duck and cover. So, guys, it's really good to be on the Selling from the Heart podcast. You both have been on the Intentional Encourager podcast. Larry, you've been on twice as an endorser of People Buy from People. And Daryl, your contributions to that book were unmatched. I mean, it doesn't happen without a conversation that you and I had, kind of helping steer me in the right direction. So, guys, what an honor to be a part of the podcast. Thank you so much
for that. You're very welcome.
So cool. And I really look forward to diving into that conversation. But before we start into that, Brian, you know the question that every guest on the Selling from the Heart podcast answers. And that is, Brian, what does it mean to you to sell from the heart?
Well, Daryl, I don't think you can truly sell from the heart unless you connect with people. And I said that in People Buy from People. People buy connection before they ever make a transaction. And it took me a long time in B2B selling that I was in for a good portion of my career to figure that out. You know, I thought when I had a good hot price or I had something of unique, a unique product to sell, I thought, well, that's the way I'm really going to connect with customers. It wasn't that. It was what my dad told me 26 years ago. When he said, son, never forget, people buy from people. And what my dad was telling me was, as I was writing the book, Daryl, I was halfway through the book and I thought, this is going to be a sales book. You know, my dad gave me sales advice. It wasn't. My dad was teaching me about connection. Mm-hmm. And I had that V8 moment where I was like, that's what he was telling me. It's all about connecting, because here's where people connect first. They connect in the heart first before they ever connect in the mind. And the thing of it is that when people feel it here, it's going to go here. It's going to go from the heart to the mind. And so, you know, buyers are not emotionless robots. They buy on connection, on feeling, on how what they're about to do in doing business with you is going to benefit them. And so that's what selling from the heart means to me, is to connect with people with it, with my heartfelt purpose as a salesperson to their heartfelt purpose as a buyer.
That's so good. And I think this is a great segue into connection as well. And let's just peel this back for just a moment, Brian, if we can, is because connection's near and dear to me. And I know it is to Daryl as well. I mean, you've written about it in People Buy from People. Let's just coach our listeners a little bit on, you know, what are some of the key things around connection? And that's just peel this back. And here's why I'm saying this. It's so easy to connect, but it becomes so ever so difficult to truly connect.
Yeah. Well, the first chapter is about consistency. If you don't have consistency, you don't have anything. You can't take the next step, because people buy consistency. And think about it this way. In a lot of ways, the most consistent brands have always risen to the top. You've got Apple. Apple's the first company in history with a $1 trillion cap value. You don't get to that point unless you're consistently connecting and delivering a great experience time and again with your customers. Look at through the pandemic, Larry, what Amazon's been able to do. People that didn't use Amazon before, and my family didn't use Amazon a whole lot, but guess what? Amazon connected with us And we started using them a little bit more when things got a little scarce. You couldn't get to the grocery store like you wanted to. Amazon started going up and up and up because their core value is to deliver a great experience. Anything you can think of on Amazon, you can get. And so consistency has to be the hallmark of where everything starts in heartfelt transactions. Mm-hmm. Because if you're always delivering that consistent, high quality, high touch, connective message time and time again, then that's what people are going to expect and that's what people are going to connect with.
Yeah. And, you know, I think as sales professionals, one of the things that we forget, tend to forget, is how much we actually control that experience.
Yep.
We control not only what happens, how frequently, but we also control like the emotion behind it and what's the spirit. And I love your podcast, Intentional Encourager. I love that saying, okay, I'm going to be as a human being, as a sales professional, I'm going to be intentional about encouraging. And that's one thing, you know, if you want to change the game in sales, we have the opportunity to bring encouragement. And I see you do that all the time, by the way. And I just want to give a shout out. That's one of the things that I've admired so much about you as I've gotten to know you and watch you as you do that. But talk to us about the evolution of this intentional encouragement concept, because I think it's so profound and powerful.
Yeah, Daryl, that's a great question. And so about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, I was on LinkedIn where I hang out a lot, where I met you guys, and I saw a lot of expertise, but very little encouragement. And here's the thing you got to remember. Encouraged people are powerful people. Because when you wake up every day with encouragement, even the things that we face in sales, and you all three of us are veteran salespeople. We've been around a long time. If it's happened to us in sales, the three of us, it's happened to. We've been through the ups. We've been through the downs. We've got the experience. And we've got the T-shirt, as the folks used to say. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt. And so I saw a lot of expertise, and there's nothing wrong with expertise. But I've always been a thinker and a guy that wants to play in different sandboxes. When everybody's going here, I want to go here. And I sold that way. When my competition was talking about X, I was talking about Y. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be different. And so that contrarian mindset that I've always had to do things differently, I said, look, I'll encourage the Larry Levines and the Daryl Amys and the Dale Duprees and the Mark Hunters. And I could just, you know, the Jeb Blunts and James Muir, and we could Pat Tenney, we could rattle on sales guys for hours. And they're all doing great things out there in the marketplace. I wanted to be the guy that said, let me encourage these people behind the scenes. And while I'm at it, let me go ahead and encourage my audience behind mm-hmm. the scenes. And as you guys know, I've got a pretty extensive background in radio. I've been filling in local radio here in the West Virginia market, Huntington, West Virginia market, for about the last 19 years. And people have always said, hey, when are you going to do a podcast? And so the Intentional Encourager podcast was just kind of born out of that. And it's about telling great stories of incredible people, because I don't know anybody that hasn't gone through something, that's learned something from that, and got a piece of intentional encouragement when they came through it. Uh-huh. And so that's what we share. We've been able to share a ton of incredible stories. Larry told his story on the podcast. It was incredible. Daryl, you told your story of some of the things you guys personally went through, and it connects. You talk about the ultimate connection. Somebody that's listening to that podcast might be going through the same thing that you guys went through. And they hear that and they go, man, I didn't know Larry went through that. I didn't know Daryl went through that. And so it connects that guest with that audience person who you guys may never know that they're going through something like that, or they've gone through something like that. And it further strengthens and it tightens that. Look, I don't mean to give a long-winded answer, but look at it this way. The podcast is like this. It's like two hands coming together. Here's your listener and here's the guest. Now, all of a sudden, they start coming together through shared experiences. And the shared experience now comes and they're even tighter than ever. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the Intentional Encourager podcast has done. And I hope it's what it continues to do.
That's so powerful. And I want to play off this intentional encouragement for just a moment. And, you know, and Brian, you know, our audience is full of sales leaders and sales professionals all over the world. Yeah. And I want to use this intentional encouragement. And I want to use this and get people to think for a moment. Imagine what it would be like if you brought intentional encouragement as a sales professional and as a sales leader, not only individually into your teams, right, and into your companies, but imagine taking that to your clients and your future clients and how well you could build deep, meaningful connections around encouragement. I mean, to me, because you went back and you said, hey, people buy from people. We know that. I mean, it's ingrained in us. Mm-hmm. We're all humans. But imagine what would it be like, Brian, you know, to bring intentional encouragement to your clients. Talk about immediately standing out from the sea of sameness.
Well, Larry, it's about value. You just hit on it there just a minute ago. Imagine if you're a sales leader and every week let's say you've got a team of 10 people that you manage directly underneath you. And let's say that you have five business days in that week. And let's say you take two people a day and for 5 minutes, you tell them how valuable they are and what their express value, their specific value is to your team. As we say in West Virginia, it would take a bomb to blow them out of your team. They're not going to leave you. They're going to run through hell in a gas suit for you because you're giving them the specific value that they bring to your team. Now imagine if they started transferring that value to customers and they said, hey, Mr. Customer, you know, anybody can say thank you, but here's why I value our business relationship. And it has nothing to do with how much you buy from me, has nothing to do with what you buy from me. You know what, Mr. Customer or Miss Customer, here's what I really value about our relationship. Here's what I've learned about you and how you are and the way you think. And I really admire that. That's where you really build deep encouragement value with that customer. And that customer is going to look at you different from your competition and go, well, all the competition wants to do is talk about how great they are, how much better their price is, and how the other competition sucks.
It's
You're breaking two out of the three cardinal rules of selling by doing that. Never talk about your competition.
Right.
Never sell
on the
product. And so now your customer has a different perception of you because you've come in differently and you're not talking to them about the same things. And you're telling them and showing them just how valuable they are to you as people over customers. That's where I think salespeople lose it. Is they put a dollar amount on people. And we should never put a dollar amount on people. As a young sales guy, I did that. When I was a full commission salesperson in the food business, there were times I put a dollar amount on people.
Yeah.
And that was the worst mistake I ever made because I didn't realize that these people were trying just as hard to make a living as I was trying to make a living. And so when I changed my mindset, and when I managed fully commissioned people later in my career, I said, look, don't ever do something for a customer because of how much they buy from you. Do it because it's the right thing to do and to take care of that customer. Do it because it's what you're supposed to do. That's what they pay you to do, is to help them and take care of them. So didn't mean to go on a rant there, but that's
good rant.
That's what those things mean to me.
It is a good rant. And, you know, I'm just thinking, Brian, we all want to hit our quota. And we know, you know, that the leading indicators, obviously in sales, we're heading to outbound next week, prospecting, productivity, pipeline, absolutely activity, right? But why isn't one of those activities our encouragement quota? Like we want to measure ourselves on how many calls we made, prospecting calls, which is great. Don't stop, you know, keep the faith, keep prospecting, keep doing that. But what is, you know, what kind of encouragement quota are we going to set for ourselves in a given week? Seriously, well,
that's a great point. That's an amazing, that's a terrific point.
Yeah, because here's the thing, Daryl, we can't quantify it. We can't put a number on it. Because if you tell somebody, you say, listen, I want you to encourage 5 customers this week. You've got some people that will just reach out to people and go, well, I've got to encourage you because in the back of their minds, they're going to go, well, I'm going to encourage you because my boss is putting a number on it. Or he or she is bonusing me on it instead of trying to figure out, you know, your encouragement. Here's why people don't encourage. Let me tell you this. Here's why people do not intentionally encourage, because you have to give more than you get. And sometimes as salespeople, we're used to producing, we're used to digging, we're used to really getting in there and getting a return on investment. And there's a lot of times that you're going to encourage somebody, you may never get a return on that investment. And it's a hard concept for people to grab because they're looking for that return. If they put their hand to the plow, so to speak, they want to see an outcome from it. And there's a lot of times, Daryl, you're never going to see an outcome from encouraging somebody. And it may be years down the road.
No, but hey, Daryl, but it goes back. This is golden stuff here right now. It goes back to that first C word you use at the top of the podcast around consistency.
Yeah.
Right.
And when people are inconsistent with it and they do it because if I do this, it may lead to something instead of just doing it because
there you go,
it's Larry. The right thing to do. Big, huge difference.
But you know, if I can be a contrarian for a moment, it's shocking. Brian, I do want to encourage you. If I can add to what you're saying and enhance it, there is a return. And, you know, we just came out of the Client Appreciation Challenge last month. And one of the things we learned from several of the people that coached us during that is there is a return on appreciation. Like when I show encouragement to you, it's helping me, right? It's putting me in a better frame of mind. It's putting me in a higher level of energy, a happier, healthier place.
Let me jump in there a minute. Do you know why that is? It's because you're encouraging yourself first. You can't encourage anybody until you encourage yourself first. And that's
okay. Stop. Yeah. Repeat that again. In case somebody missed it, you got to repeat that.
Wait a minute. It slipped out of my mind, Larry, up to that.
Come on. You know,
you can't encourage anybody else until you encourage yourself. Mm. That's why you have to start every day. And Larry, something that you and I were in our conversation on the Intentional Encourager podcast, we're up to episode like 138 now. You were episode 14, and something you told me on that episode, I've never forgotten. You said, I start every morning. I get up at 4:30 in the morning, which is 7:30 here on the East Coast. You're like, Brian, I get up every morning and I read and I just spend time gathering my thoughts and I capture that first hour of the day. And that's critical because you're getting your mindset in the right frame of mind. You're receiving encouragement. You're taking in encouragement, just like you, when you start your day by eating breakfast, or you start your day by exercising, or you start your day by doing whatever it is that you start your day to get yourself jump-started. For a lot of people like myself, it's prayer first thing in the morning. But Larry, you're doing that thing there and you've committed to that. You're like, listen, man, even on Saturday and Sunday, I'm taking that first hour of the day and capture my thoughts. What you're really doing, and you may not have known it, but you're giving yourself that intentional encouragement. You're feeding your mind and you're feeding your soul and you're feeding your spirit with intentional encouragement. And that's how you're able to go throughout the day and helping other people. You can't pour into someone from an empty bucket. You'll never be able to do it. If your bucket's empty, if you're not encouraged yourself, how in God's name are you going to encourage somebody else?
So spot on.
Wow. Just the practical nature of this is fantastic. And Brian, I'm so glad that we got to hang out and talk about this today. I'm encouraged. And I see such a practical nature to all of this. And I just want to say on behalf of Larry and myself and really the whole Selling from the Heart, our insiders group that you've been a part of and the Selling from the Heart community at large, just thank you for being an encouragement. And you encourage us to encourage other people. And that's that's encouraging. I mean, it's so good all the way around. And Brian,
thanks, Darryl. I appreciate it.
I want to say also thanks for putting the book together. Tell us about the book and how we can get it.
You mean this one right here?
That one right there.
Yeah.
People buy from people. Hold that thing up. Let's see that beautiful book. And I'm so proud of you for putting this together.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. And listen, you guys can see over my right shoulder the guy that was directly responsible for a lot of this book. And I'll say this, and I hope I don't get emotional talking about it, but my dad was my hero. My dad was the greatest guy that I ever knew because my dad knew how to connect with people. And I got to share this super quick. The day we had my dad's memorial service, there was about 500 people there. We started at 3:00 in the afternoon. We were getting ready for a 5:00 memorial service. My dad, had that been my mom or that had been somebody in my family, my dad would have connected with everybody there. So I made sure that when they came to my dad's memorial service, I connected with everybody there. My dad was what you see in Brian Sexton is the result of Jerry Sexton pouring into me from the time I was a baby all the way to 40 years old when my dad passed away. And so if there's anything good that people get from this book, remember the guy that poured into me. Remember the guy that said, "Hey son, never forget, people buy from people." And so that's why I'm the man I am today, is because of the influence of my dad. And so that's why I titled it 10 Powerful People Lessons from the Ultimate People Person, my dad, because I wanted to write this as a legacy to him. But I also wanted to show people how you could connect in so many different ways that you never knew you could. And so this book is for salespeople, it's for ministers, it's for counselors, for leaders, for teachers. If you want to connect better than you've ever connected before, this book will help you. And not because I wrote it, but it'll help you.
Oh, fantastic. So, love it. Brian, I love you, man. I mean, you're just a...
Love you both, man.
You're just a kindred spirit.
Mm. Thanks for joining us today, man. It's been awesome.
I've enjoyed it, guys, and look forward to doing it again very soon.
Super.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Larry.
Oh, Darryl.
Wow. I'm challenged to the core on this, and I knew it was going to be a great conversation, but the practical nature of encouragement and being, as Brian says so eloquently, intentional about it and what it does for us. And Larry, that thing at the end where that aha moment of going, you can't encourage unless you've invested in yourself. And these are extremely powerful and critical concepts for authentic selling professionals.
It just reinforces why the inner work is so important. And, you know, and I go back, Darryl, 20, 25 years ago, a lot of this stuff didn't make sense to me until the older that I got. And it's just, man, if you can't pour into yourself, you can't pour into your clients, you can't pour into other people in you know, on your teams, you can't pour into future clients. It's so important every single morning to pour into yourself.
Well, and then when Brian was talking about the level of experience and, you know, we've been there, we've done there, we've got the t-shirt. Larry, you've got a whole closet full of t-shirts based on the years of experience you have.
Oh, heck. Nevertheless, dude, you're still older than me. Regardless of what you say, dude, you're still older than I am. Respect, you know, come on,
respect,
man.
Respect your elders. Ah, that's so good. Hey, here's our challenge to you. Is we want to challenge you to become an intentional encourager. Let's take what we've learned today from Brian and let's run with it. Let's be intentional about investing in ourselves. And then let's be intentional about investing and encouraging all those around us with a great heart. Just such good stuff, Larry.
Yeah, and I'd say watch what happens to your relationships. Watch what happens to the conversations. Watch what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Things happen when you lead with intentional encouragement and you pour into others.
Awesome.
Amazing things happen.
Well, once again, thank you to everyone for joining us today. Thank you for sharing the podcast. If you enjoyed it, thank you for leaving a review on the platform on which you are listening. That helps us spread the word. There's a movement of authenticity happening in the sales profession, and you are a part of it along with us. Thank you to our friends at BombBomb. We look forward to seeing many of you next week at Outbound. And until next time, keep being genuine, keep being authentic, keep adding real value, become an intentional encourager, and most of all,